A few years ago, one of the kids in my online coaching program said to me, "Coach Rebecca, I wish we could just go to a gym and have you as our coach. We would all be so happy and so confident." And that warmed my heart, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that would be the best." And that comment stuck with me for years. So now I'm going to do something about it. I am inviting gymnasts from all over the country to join me for the first ever Confident Gymnast Camp this August 3rd and 4th. This camp is all about breaking through mental blocks. So if you're struggling with a skill and you want me and my team to help you break through in real time, then check out confidentgymnast.com for details. Hey, everybody. On today's podcast, I'm talking about 5 tips for surviving sport parenting without losing your mind. This time of year, stress is really high, and a lot of our young athletes, especially those who compete in the winter, gymnasts, especially the optional level developmental program gymnasts, your season is coming, and lots of sport parents are feeling the wrath of their anxious kids. So I'm going to talk about 5 things you can do to preserve your own sanity as a sport parent and how to sail through the season with a smile. Hey, doesn't that sound good? Or at least less yelling. We'll aim a little lower, like less yelling. Wouldn't that be nice? So if your athlete is starting to feel the pressure of season, then I'm also going to invite you to check out our Peak Performance On Demand videos that we have. They're actually already posted in the Sport Confidence Accelerator group. When I recorded this episode, we hadn't done that 5 free mini trainings yet. They're already there. So if you're like, yes, give me trainings on how to overcome the nervousness and reach peak performance on demand, then go into our free Facebook group. That's the Sport Confidence Accelerator. You can just search that in Facebook and find it and look for those peak performance on demand trainings. We always have a ton of info on that Facebook page too. So if you're looking for tips to get the best out of your season, join us there. We'd love to have you. All right, let's get going. Welcome to the Perform Happy podcast, where athletes and their support squad come to learn the secret weapon for sports success. I'm your host, Rebecca Smith. First, I was a scaredy cat gymnast, then a coach. Now I'm a sports psychology expert and a parent. Athletes, whether you're feeling stuck or you're having the best season of your life, I'm here to help you reach peak performance and maximum enjoyment. Hey, everybody, it's me, Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'm here today to talk to the parents because I know that this time of year, what we affectionately call Nervous November, is not just having a rough impact on athletes. Their poor parents are getting the wrath as well. So this is for a lot of especially gymnasts or athletes who compete primarily in the winter. This is the crunch time. You know, we've got finals coming up in school, the stress of being perfect in academics, followed by the stress of being behind the eight ball. A lot of people didn't compete as much last season because things were weird in the world. So they're coming into this particular November extra anxious, extra upset, extra tense. A lot of kids I know have a lot of apathy around like, well, it's not going to be good anyway, so why even bother? It's like you've got sort of 2 ends of the spectrum. And then the poor parents are over here dealing with their outbursts and their lack of communication, and I don't want to talk about it. And they're in tears and they're stressed and they're complaining. And I want to tell you, it is completely possible to survive this season and sport parenting in general without losing your mind or your temper constantly. So I'm going to give you 5 tips that you can put into practice right away, simple, easy stuff that's going to allow you to not lose your mind while you are playing the biggest fan role in your kid's life. All right, tip number 1. I talk about this all the time in Perform Happy with the parents. Be neutral. Easier said than done. But if you have any kind of outcome wish list for your athlete, I want you to get a 9. I want you to get that skill. I want you to make it to state. Anything, even if you don't say it out loud, if you have an agenda of any kind, even if it's their agenda that you are supporting them in, I want to see if you can find neutral around that. Let go of that outcome. So, think of it from this perspective. Will you love her any less if she doesn't get that skill by the first meet? Of course not. Will you love him any less if he doesn't make the team? Will you love them any less if their time frame doesn't line up with their coach's time frame? Of course not. You love them like crazy on their best days and their worst days. So that has to be the guiding principle for how you approach their sport outcomes, okay? If you are like, oh, you got to get it. Come on, we really want to get this. Oh my gosh, are we there yet? You are not helping them and you're not helping yourself. If you can find neutral, then they're going to be able to trust themselves more because you're letting go of the outcome, they're letting go of the outcome, and they're going to be more present in the process that will actually get them the outcome. And if you can seriously, honestly let go and say, you know what? I love them no matter what. I love her no matter what. Let's just have a good time. And even if we don't have a good time, it's all good. It's life. We're going to learn from it. I'm just going to hang out here in neutral town. Okay. That's tip number one, be neutral. Number two, know your role. If you hang out with me much, you know the perform happy parents mantra. Here we go. This is your role. Food, hugs, rides, tuition. Repeat with me. Food, hugs, rides, tuition. One more time just to build it into your brain. Food, hugs, rides, tuition. That's it. That's all you're responsible for. And anything else that you're doing to support your athlete, you can actually stop doing. And they will probably be better off for it. All right. If there's any stingy spots about this, like put in the comments, but what about the, I have to manage this and I have to help them with that. And what about, actually, you don't. Okay. Which leads me to my next one. Let them fail early and often. This was the advice given by a woman who specializes in getting kids into college, getting them into, she's a college coach that gets kids into the best college for them. And I said, if you can give one piece of advice that's going to help the kids get into the best college possible and then succeed once they get there, she said, let them fail early and often. If they forget their grips and they show up at the state meet without their grips, they're going to learn a lesson, right? They're going to have to borrow someone's grips. It's going to be stressful. But you know what? If you're constantly reminding them, don't forget your grips, don't forget your grips, don't forget your grips, they get to college and they forget their grips. Like they have to learn that lesson at some point, and you're not going to be there with them. So the more that they can go, you know, the swimmer who forgets his goggles is like, oh no, it's better for them to forget their goggles at age 11 than at age 22. You know, that's, we want to allow them to have those little consequences, those little natural consequences that come from not being conscientious enough, not being motivated enough, not putting in enough effort so that they go, ooh, ouch, that stung. I didn't like that. I'm going to change my behavior. That works way better than you plowing the field for them and making everything nice and smooth that like they never forget anything. And then they're like, what's wrong? I don't know how to deal with failure. Let them fail because then they're going to be more resilient. And they're going to be better at bouncing back when things don't go right, because let's be honest, that's life. Okay. Number four, you are only responsible for praising two things. So your praise, what that positive feedback that you give them, should only be about two things, which keeps it very simple for you: progress and effort. Okay. So you don't have to talk to them about anything but that in regard to their sport. If you just tell them, hey, that's looking a whole lot better, or wow, you seem a lot happier today, or oh, you've got more energy, anything that you're noticing that's a little bit better, even if it's the microscopicest, tiniest little thing, if you notice them improving, let them know. You know, like, hey, that looked better. They're going to roll their eyes. Oh, it wasn't perfect, or my coach wants me to do this and it's still so bad. That's fine. They can roll their eyes all they want. But what you're doing when you respond in that way, it's like, hey, look better to me. What do I know? And hey, you're working your butt off and I can tell. And I'm so proud of you. You know, even if they have the worst practice or the worst meet of their life, and you're like, hey, you showed up and you worked and I'm proud of you. And they're like, ugh, that was so bad. You don't buy into it. And you just go, you tried hard and you're getting better and I'm proud of you. Even if the only thing they're getting better at is character, picking themselves back up, not crying the whole time. Any of that's progress. So that's what we want to praise, because what you're doing is building their growth mindset, which allows them to pour their effort into effort and progress rather than being stuck on perfection, which leads to stressed out, sad, bummed out, anxious kids. Okay. So if you can help them to really pay attention to effort and progress, they're going to be happier, which is going to be a lot easier on you. The final tip, tip number five, self-care. So you've heard that you have to put your oxygen mask on first before helping others when you're on the airplane. Same goes with sports. If your kid is having a freak out and you're, you know, pouring everything into them, you cannot pour from an empty cup. If you're stressed and you're upset and you are angry and you haven't slept enough and you haven't exercised in 6 months, then the help you're going to offer them is going to come from a place of, I am too tired and too broke and too annoyed to deal with you in a constructive, kind, and patient, unruffled way. So if you can take the time to do a mom's night out and vent about your kids and let it out and hear that, oh, I'm not the only one. Have a safe place, whether it's a therapist, a coach, a friend, where you are letting off, you're off-gassing that stuff. This is heavy duty. Parenting is so hard. Oh, it's so hard. If you're exercising, even if it's 10 minutes of walking around the block, like you're working exercise into your week every single week, you're spending a little alone time, you know, put everybody to bed and sit on the couch with a bowl of popcorn and watch some mindless TV. That is my personal favorite alone time mechanism. Do what you enjoy. What do you enjoy that you haven't done in way too long? Get that on the calendar, like block it in. Mom is not available during this time because she's going to yoga, or because she's going to be off on a hike, or she's going to be painting. She's going to be taking pictures, whatever it is that you love to do, or everyone's playing board games with me because that's what I want to do. Give yourself what you enjoy and set boundaries around it. Actually make plans. I'm exercising. I'm going on mom's night out. I am going to bed early, and all y'all, like, good luck. This is what's happening. The more boundaries you can set, the more that your athlete is going to be inspired to set boundaries for themselves that are going to keep them healthier and happier and more successful. And the final little tip around self-care is a little acronym called STOP. If you find, like me this morning, you are yelling about everything and everyone is like, just stop. So the S stands for stop. It's the pause, just being aware. The T stands for take a few breaths. So you stop, take a few breaths. My personal favorite is to take a breath in for four. One, two, three, four. Hold for three and exhale for five. What that will do is it will allow your nervous system to calm down a little bit. So take a few breaths. Observe what's happening in your body. Are you clenched? Are you stressed? Are your shoulders up to your ears? Notice it, check in, and then proceed. That tiny little pause, that little stop will allow you a little bit of oxygen mask so you can then approach your annoying children with more love, compassion, and patience than you had 3 seconds earlier. Okay? It's possible to cruise through the season without all the screaming, without all the tears, without all the freaking out, tearing out our hair, I promise. So I would love to hear your comments. What is your favorite way to take care of yourself? What's your favorite little hack that you can share with other parents out there of how to get through season without falling apart? And I will see you soon. One other quick announcement. Next week on Monday, we are going to start our Nervous November training series. So what we're going to create as a result of 5 free mini trainings that I'm going to run them live in the Sport Confidence Accelerator Facebook group. You don't have to catch them live. It'll be noon Pacific every day and then 5 p.m. Pacific on Friday. They're going to be posted there all week. So show up and you're going to get a workbook and you get to go through each of those little mini trainings that are going to help your athlete to get through the stress and find peak performance on demand. That's what I want for them. So show up, parents and athletes and coaches are all welcome. We're going to do little 10-minute mini trainings that are going to be super actionable. They're going to get your athlete feeling good, pumped, and confident for the season, which will also help you to feel like you don't have to tear your hair out. All right, I'll see you again soon. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perform Happy Podcast. If you're ready to unlock your maximum sport potential, head over to performhappy.com and join us. You'll be training alongside world champion athletes and Olympic hopefuls. And I will personally take you through my research-based system for overcoming fear and mental blocks, building confidence, and finding your flow. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'll see you next time.